Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another glorious day with our wonderful King and our Messiah. We are doing our Suffer Well devotional series, and this one is titled Doomed. I'm going to read it, and then we're going to discuss this important topic. We start off. It says, "It ultimately brings the purest of joy when you release it completely." Release what? Everything that supports your belief that there is any good in you whatsoever. And on this narrow road where you come face to face with the truth, you will encounter a sovereign reality. If you were left to your own devices, you would be doomed. The fullest appreciation of what salvation offers. The ongoing process of your mind being saved is directly related to your acknowledgement of what you are saved from. I will boast about a man like that. I will not boast about myself except about my weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 5. Boast in him because weakness is the finest you can boast of. The best you can come to the table with is this. Woe to me, I cry. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, Yahweh Almighty, Isaiah 6, verse 5. And if you are humble, you will remember how deeply wicked every aspect of your conscience would be without Yahweh's Spirit. Any climb from the pit you are in is only because of His grace. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of Yahweh, Ephesians 2, verse 8. How many more of you have been purchased from the grave by His grace only to stop believing this prosperous idea that somehow you became good because of it? Are you so foolish? After being by the means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much vain if that it really was vain? Galatians 3, verses 3 and 4. Have you become judgmental, haughty, self-righteous, self-assured, rather than mournful, desperate, humble, and sober? Come near to the Almighty, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. You double-minded, James 4, verse 8. Perhaps you would be so bold to ask Yahweh, how wicked am I apart from you? When you have a revelation of enormity of the wickedness of your personal self-desire, you too will be terrified of the alternative of being left to your own devices. The mind of one who knows this is ever mournful despite humble and sober. And once we bear His mark, we confess that the reverent fear of our destiny without Him will keep our eyes fixed on Yeshua, the author and perfecter of our faith. I know that whatever, that was Hebrews 12, 2. I know that whatever Yahweh does, it will be forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. Yahweh acts, and men will revere Him. That which is now is, and that which is to be has already been. And Yahweh requires in accordance to the past, Ecclesiastes 3, verses 14 and 15. This message reminds me of a saying that I often repeat and that I've heard. When people ask me how I am doing, how are you today? How are you doing? And my favorite answer I heard from a fellow named Dave Ramsey, who's a financial advisor online, better than I deserve. Better than I deserve. And those of you that understand this will be in full agreement. But those of you that don't understand what our Messiah truly has done for us and does for us every single moment of every single day understands that we are always doing better than we deserve. Than we deserve. Than what we really truly deserve. And only by accepting the gift that He offered us. And it was a gift. He pulled us out of that grave, and his grace is a gift upon us, and his Rahadak HaKodesh, the spirit that he puts upon us to help us, and the guide he gives us in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. For without that, we would be continue to be the worst of the worst, the worst of the worst. To never think, never believe or trust or understand it's by the power of you that you were able to survive, that you are righteous enough to deserve the great gift that Yahweh has given us. We have to get this and understand this. And this today, this teaching right now, this understanding is the difference of everything. Everything. And the Bible is all about a message for us to comprehend and understand that we are dirty, filthy rags and deserve the worst of the worst, not the best of the best. But Yahweh decided to give us the best of the best, to pull us out of that, not just to help us, but we have to be new with him. We don't want to be our old self. This is what is hard for the unbeliever to comprehend and get this. We are all doing better than we deserve. And without our Messiah with us, we would be stuck where we once were, and we will be nothing, brought to nothing. We must get this thinking. We've been reading this whole Suffer Well devotional series here for quite a while now, and this is what it comes down to. Knowing this and admitting this. With confidence and joy, we could say we're doing better than we deserve because we have a Messiah who died for us but lives with us and guides us. Without that, we have no hope. No hope. And for anyone to say that without our Messiah, we're good enough or we deserve more. No, 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 no. You've got it wrong. You've got it wrong. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5 says, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from Yahweh. Very clear and simple and to understand. How are we today? Better than we deserve. John 15 verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Do we get this and understand this? When we're humble enough to admit this, that's when we've come to a certain place. Without our Creator, we are nothing. And this is why it grieves me so much when I speak to people that have not accepted Yeshua for who he is and what he has to offer us. And they think on their own power, on their own way, they can do it all. And then there are other people that try to justify what they're doing, saying they deserve this or they don't deserve that. And it's not these people that are unknowledgeable. All throughout the scriptures, are scriptures full of people that think they deserve more. That think but through their own righteousness they can accomplish or they deserve more than they have in life. We don't deserve anything that we have in life. But because of the grace and mercy of our wonderful Messiah, we have this opportunity to experiencing these things. And we must be thankful for these things. Isaiah 64, 6 says, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and our righteousness acts are like filthy rags. We shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins are swept away. They sweep us away. It's that simple. They sweep us away. And Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I boast all the more gladly of my weakness, for that the power of Yeshua may rest upon me. This is why the truest thing you see the Apostle Paul saying was, of all the sinners, he is the chief of the sinners. The chief of the sinners, because without, and until Yeshua came in his life, without him, he was nothing. He was the worst of the worst. And still by his own power, he is the worst of the worst. And you are the worst of the worst. And I am the worst of the worst. And only through Yeshua do we become the best of the best. Do we have that opportunity? And it's not because anything we have done or anything we do. It's only because of him. And that's the bottom line. It's just because of him. He gives us this opportunity to flourish in our lives, to experience the best of the best. And then we have a choice. Do we want to follow him and trust him and give all the credit to him? Or do we want to take credit to ourselves? Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is a gift from Yahweh, the greatest gift giver, the greatest gift giver." How many of you to count your blessings for that? Oh, everybody calls me up. I don't deserve this. And why me? And why is this happening? Look at your actions. Look at what you're doing. Look at what you're thinking. Because you're a human. Because you understand the story of creation. If you did, you would know why you. And the only answer is not money to buy your way out of a situation. The answer is not guns to save yourself out of a situation. The answer isn't other people to pave your way out of a situation. There's only one answer and one answer only, and that's a Yeshua, our Messiah, who died for us so we would rise again with him. That's the only answer. In Yeshua alone. In Yeshua alone. Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Yeshua Messiah." It's the only answer, the only way. And I just pray that people will get this, they'll understand this, to cast your burdens upon him and stop trying to do it yourself. What we deserve. We don't want what we deserve. We want much better than we deserve, and we've gotten it through Yeshua our Messiah. Ephesians 1 verse 7 says, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of Yahweh's grace. Do we understand the story of creation? You cannot take away the original covenant, because then you're not going to understand the importance of Yeshua. Man had every opportunity to try to do things themselves with their own systems and their own ways and everything else. But they could not get to that place until Yeshua came and washed us clean with his blood. Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now in Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, you who were once far away have been brought near the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah." Galatians 3:26 says, "So in Yeshua Messiah, all children, you are in the children of Yahweh through faith." And I ask you, where is your faith today? Is it in the pride of your own confidence of what you deserve? Or are you just so thankful for everything you have? Knowing that this is way more than we deserve. Corinthians 5 verse 20 says, "Therefore we are ambassadors for Yeshua. Yahweh making his appeal through us. We implore on your behalf of Yeshua to be reconciled with Yahweh." And 1 Corinthians 6:20, "For you were bought with a price. So glorify Yahweh in your body." That's what it comes down to. We have been bought with a price. And are we going to give him the glory? Or are we going to try to take it for ourselves and throw it all away, everything that he's given us? You see, Yahweh sees us as his workmen. As his workmen, recreated, born anew in Yeshua Messiah. It says, "For the good works that he planned for us a long time ago, and we should walk in them." And that part of that good works, that's his commandments, his guidelines, his instructions for our lives. How he sees us in Isaiah 43 verse 4 says, "Others will give it in exchange for you. I traded their lives for you because you are precious to me. You are honored and I love you." 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says, "But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people, my royal priest, a holy nation, Yahweh's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of Yahweh, for he has called you out of the darkness into this wonderful light." And Isaiah 43:10 says, "You are my witness, declares Yahweh. And by my servant who I am chosen, that you may know and believe and understand that I am him and he. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be one after me." Here is the truth. Here is the truth today. You have a choice. Do you want to be like Yeshua or do you want to be like Satan? That's your choice. Both of them had the opportunity to experience all of the wealth that Yahweh can offer. And one chose pride and power of his own ways versus the other one that accepted everything that Yahweh gave him, knowing that none of this is up to us. None of this is our choice. It's all up to him. And he called us out. Psalms 138 says, Yahweh will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Yahweh, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. For I can do everything through Yeshua who gives me strength. And the opposite of that is I can do nothing without him. Nothing without him. This is why the power of prayer is so important. This is why the power of prayer is so important. And this is why we must obey our Creator and trust on him. And he says in John 14, verses 23 and 24, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and I will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own, but they belong to the Father who sent me. His teaching is his commandments, his instructions, his guidelines. We need to get this right. We need to understand this. But it's easy to slip up. It's easy to fall into that trap that we deserve everything or we deserve more. No, we don't deserve anything we get. That's why we need to be thankful. How are you doing? Better than I deserve. Better than I deserve. Stop trying to justify what you think you deserve with your works. No. You see, we try to justify what we've done, but I've done this, but I've done that. We think about what Jeremiah said. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name. O Yahweh Almighty, I never sat in the company of revilers. I never made merry with them. I never sat. I sat alone because the hand was on, your hand was on me, and you filled me with this indignation. Why is my pain unending and my wound grievous and incurable? Will you be to me a deceptive brook? Like a spring that falls. Jeremiah was trying to justify things he did to think he deserved better. No. And there are so many times all through scriptures that that happens. We don't deserve better. We need to understand the power, what happens to us when we become a changed person in Yeshua. Let's look at the life of Shaul, the Apostle Paul. We look at the life and the spirit and that transformation that takes place. Here you have a man who was looking to persecute and kill or have put to death anyone that was following Yeshua Messiah. And then bam, like that, the spirit comes upon him. The spirit comes upon him. And we look at what it says in Romans 8. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Yeshua Messiah, and because you belong to him. The power of the life-giving spirit has freed you. What has freed you? Is it your works? Is it the things you've done? Your accomplishments? No. The power of the life-giving spirit has freed you. From the power of sin that leads to death. What did it free you from? Understand this. Sin leads to death. Sin is transgression of the Torah. Sin is breaking the commandments of our Creator. And it says here, the power of the life-giving spirit, Yeshua's spirit. It says the power, he freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. When he nailed it to the cross, he nailed that sinful nature, freeing you. And when it says here in verse 3 that the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. You see, even though we had the instructions, we didn't have the spirit to help us accomplish those instructions. For before, it was a challenge. Now Yeshua says, my yoke is easy. I don't want to hear any excuses that we can't do that. For on our own, we can't do that. But with him, he says we could do all things. Verse 4 says, so Yahweh did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, Yahweh declared an end to sin's control over us by giving us a son as a sacrifice for our sins. See, without him, we're slaves to sin. But Yahweh, think about the one who endured such hostility from sinners, so that you may not become tired and give up. The power that we have in him. The power that we have in him. Remember 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whatever you eat or drink and whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let up. Don't let up. Yahweh's given us this wonderful surprise. Don't be lazy. Don't let up and don't take credit for yourself. All the glory be to him, for out of him we can't accomplish any of it. Remember these things. He'll keep us on our feet, walking on that narrow path and being a light for our ways in that darkness. We need all this through the strength of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Colossians 1:29 says, that's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Yeshua's mighty power that works within me. And Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So when somebody asks you how you're doing, a very appropriate answer will be better than you deserve. For we're all doing better than we deserve. Submit yourself to Yahweh. Resist the devil, and he will run from you, James 4:7. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit and rejoice in our wonderful Creator. Let that gift guide you and control your life and stop trying to do it yourself and taking credit for yourself and giving glory to yourself. Don't say, why me? Say, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray this word reaches your heart today. And I pray you get this and you understand and you rejoice in everything that he's given us. Every day he offers us. It's not in us. It's in him. In our weakness, we're made stronger. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for this day. I am doing much better than I deserve. And I'm so thankful for it. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. It seems like so many things in our culture is fake. For many of us, the first question we ask when we see something, is that fake or real? Join us each weekend of the month of February as we focus on exchanging our fake beliefs for the real thing. We meet for worship Saturday evening at 6 p.m., Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
God is racing through his veins, and his heart beats.